Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B on another gorgeous summer day as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new, previously undreamt of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, and here's where we get the ball rolling on it, guys. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of the newest affiliates, the listeners, the emails from you guys. You are the best. The texts, the Facebook feedback, all phenomenal. Many thanks to Linda T, listening in from beautiful Portland, Oregon, raising our, what do we have today? Mug of coffee here, toffee caramel. I'm digging this. I love my coffee. It'll never change. To all of you in salute, huge shout out to Mitchell Meeks and Linda E, super fans, listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we cruise towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. Say it with me, because I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. If you can hear the grin in my voice, I'm having such a good time with the feedback from last week's show. We were connecting with listeners who happen to have achieved millionaire status over the course of their lives, thanks to hard work, some discipline, extra hard work. I say that twice because it counts twice as much as just about anything else. And on top of everything, a frugal attitude from all of our listeners and the ones that called in that have reached millionaire status through their various means. Being frugal and just being smart with your hard-earned money, I love how that kept coming out, you know, time and time again at the top of their list as to how it happened. So we're going to keep going with that thread, turning your hard work into wealth for you, your household, your family, whether or not for you personally, that means reaching a millionaire milestone. For a lot of people, it doesn't. A lot of people are saying, you know what financial, you know, security would mean for me? Being able to quit my job because my house is paid off, my car's paid off, I've got enough in a modest retirement account to just live my life, do a little traveling, have some fun. For some people, making sure that they are financially secure means being able to pay for all of their grandkids' college educations at nearby modestly priced colleges. I am digging that feedback. You know why? Because first of all, those types of milestones, they are incredibly measurable. You know a number, and you're going to go for it. I love that. Here's the next thing that I loved, and we're going to be going over various things here, but one thing I wanted to make sure I touched on, and it's something I've seen in a lot of books that I've read with regards to reaching your goals. I want you guys to sit down in a quiet 5 minutes, those wonderful, blessed, quiet 5 minute blocks of your day, increasingly rare for Americans these days. We're all working as hard as ever. I want you to sit down. Give yourself the gift of 5 minutes of quiet time and write down your financial goals, your top five, your top 10. Maybe it's just one financial goal. Make it specific. Make sure there's a number attached to it. Make sure it's attainable. And I'm talking about lofty, lofty goals that I'm telling you right now are attainable. Paying off all your credit cards within certain number of years. Paying off your house. Maybe the mortgage is due in 20 years. You want to get it done in 8. I want specific numbers down on this because here's something that I've been reading about. People who attain these sort of huge, lofty goals, they write them down. They keep a copy of their list in their pocket or in their wallet. Or, you know, maybe it's hanging on the wall in their den. Write down your goals and make sure you're looking at them on a regular basis. You know why? Because it's motivational. Because it implants this idea in your head that not only is it something you're working for every minute of the day, it's attainable, it's doable, and you're going to make it happen because you've already written it down. You know what it's like on a personal level? Putting all of my older skinny pictures up, not skinny, I'm never skinny, but healthy pictures up when I'm just at the weight that I want to be because I'm feeling super healthy. I can do anything. I can run. I can jog. I can swim. I feel fantastic in my best suits, that kind of thing. I wrote it down. You write it down. You have a picture. You have a reminder of what you're going for. It helps to keep it in mind during your, more weaker moments, if I'm ever passing the Godiva counter or whatever else, or on a money standpoint, if I'm ever passing something like, you name it, something more expensive that I don't need but I'd really, really like, do you want that thing on the shelf or do you want financial freedom down the road? Is a little sacrifice today minimal sacrifice? You're not sacrificing blood. You're not sacrificing plasma. You're not sacrificing anything cray. You're not giving up a cornea. You're just giving up a little something now for huge payoffs down the road. That's one of the big things we're talking about here. And who better to turn to when it comes to this, then the very people who have made self-made millionaires out of themselves. I love this stuff. So we're going straight to this. Okay, in no particular order. First of all, I'm loving some of the facts and figures on this. Who sent me this? Stephanie Vaza talking about this. She works with all these various companies. She brings up this survey by Fidelity Investments. Approximately 80% of people who have a net worth of $1 million or more did it without a trust fund or an inheritance. Okay, as the classic Smith Barney commercial from the 70s used to say, they made money the old-fashioned way. They earned it. And that's the way you and I are going to do this, too. Here's the biggest thing. They also have daily habits that help them accumulate wealth. Your habits will be the reason why you're rich or why you're poor. And in fact, it's nothing too complicated, guys. It's usually two or three habits that separate the wealthy from those who are financially challenged. All right, this guy has studied millionaires for 12 years, and he says, as many of them share the same daily practices or beliefs. Here are the top habits of self-made millionaires, and I crow these at the top of my lungs because this is stuff that all of us can do. This is stuff that a lot of us are doing already. Number one, they read. You know, we don't do magazines. We don't spend our time watching TV. We read. Self-made millionaires are readers, and they're saying this is the number one habit to adopt if you want to become wealthy. I love that. According to this study, 85% of millionaires read two or more books a month. Generally, these books are on the biographies of people who have, created wealth, who have become successes. These are personal finance books. These are spending habits books. These are just any kind of books that help people to grow, that help people to educate them in the very arenas they want. These aren't some tell-all, smarmy bios, trying to rip people apart. These are quality books that talk about topics like careers, the biographies of successful people, self-help books. Maybe if you have trouble speaking in front of a crowd, you read these books. If you have trouble, not spending money, you read these books. Health, building your own health, current events, psychology, and leadership. Now, I'm the first one to say I adore reading. Now, with two beautiful kids, busy lifestyle, being able to sit down for a half hour uninterrupted with a book, that's like Christmas morning. You guys know what I'm talking about, you people out there with busy households. And it's one of the best ways to ensure that you will have a millionaire status. I love that. I got to move on here. I could talk about that alone for the entire hour. We're moving on because I have got the usual piles of paperwork. Here's the next thing. When it comes to your career, they pursue things that interest them. If not for their primary career, it's something they delve into huge as a hobby. People often enter careers for the stability factor. And that's not a fault. That's simply the way humans are wired. Stability is good. So a lot of us lean into careers for the stability factor. But wealthy people, in addition, pursue their interests. They put their ladder on their own wall. I love that phrase. And when you're passionate about what you're doing, you're going to work harder at it. And the natural consequence of that is you're going to become more successful at it. Okay? Next up, they find a mentor. I have found this happen so often. When I've connected with people on the speaking circuit, when people are sending me notes, whatever else, This is fascinating to me, and it's something that's very telling. A lot of people out there these days that are struggling to really find the right niche, to find their groove when it comes to day-to-day spending habits, day-to-day saving habits, day-to-day investing habits. The people who are struggling the most didn't have a mentor, or maybe still don't. Now, I was lucky as heck. I won't swear. Lucky as heck, because I grew up in a household with two mentors who are just phenomenal at working as a team, spending money smart, working so hard for their money. You saw it day in and day out, and they saved it, and they invested. Those are my folks. So when you grow up in a household like that, you're thinking everybody spends money like that. Everybody's trying to, you know, everybody's skimping on this and eating homemade meals every day and going on, you know, short-range vacations and driving instead of flying. And, you know, mom's fixing clothes and dad's taking care of the yard work and dad's painting the house rather than hiring somebody done, because everybody does that to save money. No. A huge number of people that I connect with who are working so hard, and I'll use the word struggling, to find their niche and find their groove for daily practices, did not have a mentor. Here's the thing. If you didn't have a mentor and you're going after these lofty, lofty financial dreams, I salute you. You are going to make it happen. And here's how you do it even faster. Find a mentor. Do you have an uncle? Do you have a family member? Do you have a neighbor? Do you have a high school friend who's made it happen? Do you have someone in your business circle that made it happen? And here's another place that I highly recommend. Wherever you are, if you're working from home, if you're working in your own company, you own your own company, you work for someone else, hit your local chamber of commerce and become a member. You will instantly become surrounded with so many mentors that you can pull from, and they live for this stuff. They themselves have made themselves the successes that they are. Who better to impart upon you, a similar person in similar circumstances, how exactly to replicate that in your own personal life? I love that stuff. The synergy that you will get at your local business chamber of commerce. Holy mackerel, the energy there. The success stories you can pull from and replicate and make your own. There's nothing like it. Yeah. I'm getting the crazy sound from Tony here. We will be back in two shakes, guys, with more ways to turn your dreams into reality right after this.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop, online superstore.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, pulling from self-made success stories, self-made millionaires, self-made multimillionaires, as to how to take your current strategy and supercharge it for success, especially in this roaring economy. It's fantastic stuff, guys. The energy is out there. You know what your goals are. There are very simple steps, simpler than you might think. Taking your wealth, your prosperity, your translation of hard work into income to the next level and beyond. Before the break, we talked about finding a mentor. A lot of people have mentors in their household that they grew up with. I'm one of them. I have two amazing parents who did that. Not only that, we lived in a neighborhood, you know, solidly middle class, and it was all filled with people who worked their butts off to get there. It's very encouraging, and it's something you don't appreciate till you're, you know, in your 40s and stuff, trying to get it done yourself, that you realize that kind of energy is contagious, for lack of a better word. No one's bringing you down. You're all lifting each other up. You're in an area, you're in a neighborhood, a solid middle-class neighborhood, where everybody's working hard to get there. They're taking better care of their homes than anybody who would have it handed to them. You know, they're raising their kids to do the same thing, and you're playing with those kids as a kid. That kind of energy translates into your own adult behavior as well. Getting back to it, talking about mentors, if you did not have the blessings I had growing up with really solid money, saving money, earning money, investing money, working damn hard for mentors like I did with my folks, there are several other people out there that might have touched base. And if you did not have the parental guidance on money management, you find it's kind of putting a hitch in your step with your own adult strategies for this. Take a look at this. There's a list of these other mentors. Were there any teachers that you had as a kid, in college, you know, in your local community college, you know, in your workplace, whatever it is? Take a look around. Take an honest, objective look around. It could be someone who works at the same level you do, under you, above you. You know, maybe the person running the fruit cart where you get your fruit, you know, salad every day outside at work. That kind of thing. Take a close, objective look around. See who's making it happen. See who you know is turning into a success story, and then start talking to them. Strike up a conversation and see what they're doing to do it. It's fantastic. And people, you will find people who have worked hard to achieve a level of success in any sort of aspect of their lives, be it a successful marriage, be it a successful, you know, self-run home business, be it a successful bank account, be it successful parenting, they will leave clues. And not only that, but when you're able to pull off something like that, it gives you a sense of pride, and you would be only too happy to impart the things that you did wrong. You hope they won't do wrong. The things you did right here, hey, man, this is going to knock it right out of the park. They will share their information because they're confident. You know why they're confident? Because they succeeded in it. Go talk to them. Next up, career mentors. We talked about that. Book mentors. This one grabbed me a little bit. Because that's absolutely a mentor. It's another reason why they talked about reading to get yourself to the financial success that you want. Mentors don't have to be real relationships. If you know you work like a dog, and you also know that you're kind of shy when it comes to striking up conversations with other people, grab yourself a damn good book. Sometimes the best source of mentorship is found in books, particularly books about the successful people that you love. Say you to yourself, oh, I've already got 2-3 books about such and such. Go get a fourth one and read it, and then read the other ones along with it. Make it happen, guys. You are the one in charge of your own success. And a lot of times that starts with a great book. Here's the one that I love the best. The best mentor for you to lean into, whatever mentors you might have had as a kid or in school or in your past jobs or your previous jobs, you know who your best mentor is going to be? It's going to be you. Look at the guy in the mirror. Holy crap. It's also called the School of Hard Knocks. You can mentor yourself by learning from your own mistakes. Who learned more from your mistakes than you did? Nobody. This is the hard path to success. And guess what you're going to find out in any of those books you crack open about the other self-made successes? They themselves were their own best mentors. Because those mistakes, I'll call them. I'm not going to call them failures. Failures sound like such a downer. Mistakes, you learn loads from your mistakes. You can spend how many books learning how to drive? You can talk to how many people about learning how to drive? You can connect with people you love, people you respect, people you know are great at it about learning how to drive. What teaches you the most about learning how to drive? When you get behind the wheel and learn how to drive. And when you get into that first fender bender, oh, you know that feeling. Everybody knows that feeling. Pretty much everybody I know in my life knows that feeling. You have learned more in your fender benders behind the wheel, that zing up the arms, that holy crap, you know, feeling right before everything happens. You have learned more in that microsecond than you can talking to any number of mentors about learning how to drive. And it's the same way when it comes to building your wealth. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm telling you right now, you learn more from yourself and the School of Hard Knocks. You learn more and you kind of, it gets embedded in the marrow of your bones. It's that kind of learning that you can't learn anywhere else. So don't downplay yourself as a mentor. It's the most powerful type of mentoring you can get because the lessons you learn are infused with this intense emotion. When you learn things and they're mixed with intense emotion, like your self-learned mistakes that we have all done, they're never forgotten. I love that. It's so freaking true. Next up, using dreams to set goals. Before millionaires identify goals, they do something called dream setting, for lack of a better word. They write down what their ideal life would look like. You write down in detail what your ideal life would look like, and then you use this script to create a bullet point list of dreams. Goals are then built around each dream. You think of your dreams. Think of your dreams. They're like a ladder, okay? The dreams are a ladder, and you're looking up. You got a few things to climb here. And the rungs of that ladder are your goals. Keep climbing those dang rungs. And the higher you climb, the prettier the view. Ask yourself, what would you need to do in order for each wish or in each dream to come true? Are you capable of performing these activities? You look in the mirror and you realize, yeah. Do I have the necessary skills and knowledge? Sometimes that's got a little asterisk next to it. Okay, here's what I need. You know what? I do need some additional skills to build my business to the next level. And then you take action. Take action. Then we got a little more minute. We got a couple more minutes before the break. I got to get one more in here. Write your to-do list. Goals are only goals when they have two things, two simple things, 100% achievability and physical activity. Here's the thing. I want you to write down the loftiest of goals because that's what the millionaires did. That's what the multimillionaires do. That's what every Fortune 500 company owner does. That's what every fabulously successful mom and pop operation does. That's what every phenomenally successful small business does. Write down your goals. They are achievable. They are achievable with some serious dedication to it. Millionaires break down goals into physical action steps that make up their to-do list, and many have lists that follow a habit. Millionaires process success. And when you create these processes, you don't have to think about it. Thinking about it takes energy. You get fatigued. Think, oh, should I do it? Should I not do it? Habits, when it comes to wealth creating, are a phenomenal thing because a habit is something you keep falling into, like saving money. Like spending it smart, like not thinking twice about, oh, we can do an incredibly expensive vacation XYZ, or we can have a phenomenally fun vacation for 75% less money doing this. And you create that habit. Do you want to save a little money now and have a lot more wealth down the road? Or do you want to blow it now? The people who are the self-made successes always know which direction to do, and they know it so well, it becomes a habit. Make your millionaire habits a habit. You know what I'm talking about. And don't fall out of them, because when you fall out of them, you got to have more trouble. It's like quitting smoking. I've never smoked, but I know people who have. And quitting it is incredibly hard. But when you quit it, you being a non-smoker, that's now a habit. And that's effortless. When you're a smoker, it's a habit. It's effortless. When you're a non-smoker, that's an effortless habit as well. You don't even think about it. It's the in-between when you're getting wishy-washy and you think, just, oh, should I spend the money now? Should I not spend the money? If you just know you're not going to spend the money, boom, that's it. Guys, another segment flew by. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate after this.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show and sitting back in the pilot seat for our third segment after a long hiatus.
Is this the pilot seat?
The Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment, it most certainly is. I'm in the co-pilot seat. You're in the pilot seat. We've got our pilot back, gang. John Harriet's back after a couple of weeks off, well-deserved weeks off, joining us for another fabulous, fast-paced episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with your usual handfuls of very cool info with all the latest info for us, sir. Break it down.
Well, thank you very much for that scintillating introduction.
Indeed.
Chrissy. Much appreciated. And before we get into the bringing up is, you know, rising interest rates have not dampened the demand for houses.
Cool.
And houses are really more affordable today than they were back in the 1985 to 2000 time period.
Nice.
And if we have a chance, we'll get into the number one reason to list your house for sale today.
Excellent.
Those of you out there who are thinking about getting your house on the market, getting it for sale, now is a great time to do it. But first of all, Chrissy, give them that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline.
Yes, guys, 484-574-4000. So unpack it for us, sir. What's
and
this week telling you?
I could also say that in German if you wanted me to. And I could say a few of the numbers in Norwegian.
I'm very impressed. Well, you moved us to a very upscale neighborhood with your fixture-upper that you and Mom bought in 79. And as a result, I am proud to say that every one of the neighborhood kids could count to 10 in Pig Latin. Whether we needed to or not, it was just that it looks good on a resume. We got it done. So between Norwegian, Pig Latin, whatever, we're there.
And you probably brought a little bit of your Jamaican patois back, too, huh? Can you still talk patois if you put your head to it?
Embarrassingly, I can. But you know what? The Spanish and French that I learned there, it still sticks. The stuff that you get when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That sticks with you, as opposed to all the Spanish and French they tried to drive into my head in high school. God bless them.
When we were in Cuba about a month ago.
Yeah.
Great, great trip. By the way, folks, those of you who are into cruises, I would really recommend that you pick a cruise that has a stopover in Cuba. Kind of like stepping back into time with all the old cars.
Oh, yes.
Gives you a good shot into what living in a communist country for the last 50 years is like.
Yeah, that too.
And, folks, it ain't totally ugly, but it ain't pretty.
It makes you appreciate where you're going back home to.
It ain't pretty.
There you go.
Okay, so let's talk about the status of the real estate market in most parts of the country. And to verify this, folks, you need to get in touch with a realtor, a good realtor in your own part of the country.
Yep.
But right now, in general, rising interest rates have not dampened the demand for houses. Now, some people, when the forecast started coming out and interest rates started going up, well, for example, back in December of last year, you could get a 30-year, no-point mortgage interest loan for about 3.9%.
Okay.
And it went up to about 4.1, 4.2, and, of course, the normal doomsayers say, oh, my God, this is Armageddon.
Yes.
It's going to kill the real estate market.
Right, that's why not.
And some people were scared off by that.
Yeah.
And didn't buy the house or said, well, you know, I guess I can't afford to do it anymore. But that hasn't been the case since the beginning of the year. Mortgage interest rates have risen over a half a percentage point from 3.95 to 4.52%, according to Freddie Mac. And Freddie Mac is one of the big government-sponsored banks that is in the business of buying and buying mortgage notes from private lenders.
They know how to crunch numbers.
And repackage them into mortgage-backed securities. Now, the reason that people are not backing off from buying houses is that, yes, hey, if interest rates go up, your principal and interest payment goes up. And economics 101, folks, if something costs more, you're going to sell less of it.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you were just looking at interest rates in Pacific in isolation and what that's doing to your principal and interest payment, you would say, yes, that is dropping down the demand for houses. But it's not. Unemployment rate is down. Pay rates are actually going up.
Yep.
Thousands of people got bonuses at Christmas as a result of the tax cuts.
They're paying down loans. They're paying down debt, I'm hearing from people.
The housing market basically doesn't have enough houses to support a healthy demand.
Wow.
a healthy market for houses is if you have a inventory of houses in the 6 month give or take a little bit range. And in many, many places in the country right now, we've got only a 2 month inventory,
That's
a 3 month inventory, or a 4 month inventory.
Fantastic.
So sales are still moving along briskly. And yes, the interest rates are up. People are feeling good about their jobs, about their future. Also, with the recovery in home prices that we saw starting in about 2011, 2012, now something like 95% of the houses in the country that have a mortgage actually have positive equity.
That's a great thing.
So you can sell your house, get some equity out of it, and use that to move on to your next house. Better neighborhood, closer to the in-laws, farther away from the in-laws, whichever way you want to. You know, a bigger yard, a bigger garage, family's gotten bigger, all those reasons. You've now got the wherewithal to do it.
So there are more forces pulling prices upwards than there are forces pulling prices downwards.
You know what? I'm a graduate engineer, and I couldn't have said it that well myself.
There
you're talking
you go.
About forces and opposing forces and driving forces. But yes, there are more forces driving the level of home sales than there are driving them down.
Gotta love it.
Driving them up more than driving
and
them
down. And it's all free market.
Yes, it is. It's all free market. Not to say that rising interest rates are not a factor. They certainly are. But there's lots of other factors like consumer confidence and people's confidence about their jobs, how much money they're making, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're not looking over their shoulder thinking, oh, my God, is my job going to be going to be on the
line? Wait for the next shoe to drop. That's great news. That's really good to hear. You hear so many conflicting stories out there. To have you boil it down like this is good stuff. What else have you got in your bag of tricks over here, sir?
Well, when you look at affordability. Affordability of houses. And there's lots of different ways to look at this. Now, certainly, if you look at what a house cost back in 2000 and what it costs now, you're probably going to say, well, certainly the price is higher now than it was back in 2000.
Right.
Even with the big drop-off we had starting in 2008 that went up to about 2011, 2012, prices are probably higher because most places in the country have recovered from that big sell-off. Interest rates are probably lower. But when you throw all that together and you factor in the fact that people's incomes have generally gone up since that point in time, and you look at, and I'm going to get a little bit out in the weeds here, folks, but you take a look at monthly mortgage payments as a percentage of median income in the United States.
Okay.
Well, back in 1985 to 2000, took about 21% of the median income to buy a median-priced house.
Okay.
2006, that had gotten up to like 25.4%. In 2006, we were getting close to the peak price that
we had. Oh, that's right.
Now, in 2018, that percentage of median income required to buy the median-priced house is down to 17%.
Okay.
So you take a look at, it's not only how many bucks you got to lay out for the house, it's how many bucks you got to spend in total. And 21% of the median income back in 1985 to 2000, 25% of the median income in 2006, now down to 17%.
That's amazing.
So houses in general are more affordable.
It's very reassuring. That's good stuff.
Yes,
I love it.
And I think as long as the mortgage lending standards are reasonably stringent, and as you and I know, I've talked about this in the program before, because I don't like the fact that mortgage lending rules are all written in Washington, D.C.
I know. That is, it can be a bit of a, you want to keep your eye on it. Now, of course, we don't want to be naysayers. It has the best of intentions. But when we're talking about intentions versus results, that's a whole different enchilada sometimes. So, yeah, you want to keep your eye on anything where it's being run by a government entity or funded by a government entity or whatever else. Yeah, you want to keep your eyes open and keep your eye on the history books as well. But hopefully we're still on a very steady path with this stuff.
I would love to see us get back to some semblance of local decision making for mortgage lending in all the different parts of the country, because that was a very, very big buffer against having a national housing collapse because of bad lending standards. You know, hey, if New York City wants to go crazy with their mortgage lending standards, and go ahead, let them do it.
Or if you can show me,
New York City is not going to take down the whole country.
That's right. Or if you could show me,
South Dakota is probably not going to be affected.
or if you could show me any country in which this centralized method works really well and everybody prospers, I like going back to the more smaller bank type thing. That would make me a very happy camper. But, you know, until then, we got what we got.
But, yeah, you're right. The more distributed and the more people who are involved in that decision.
Right.
I like the fact that a person needs to go in and talk to a local savings and loan and say, look, I want to buy this house. Here's my income. Here's my debts. Evaluate me and let me know if you think I'm a good candidate to repay the loan. That kind of discipline just doesn't exist anymore.
No, know, and we're trying to get back to that just a bit. Like, you know, it's more than just fogging a mirror. With any luck, we'll get into a little more responsibility, a little more down the food chain a bit, and really look them in the eye and see if they're capable of handling the loan. And with any luck, we'll learn from our past errors, because they were big.
Yep. And by the way, folks, but the reason Chrissy and I are talking about this is that I'd say 90, maybe even 95% of the mortgage loans that are done in this country, you may think you're getting a loan from that local friendly banker you're talking to or that local mortgage broker, but you're not. As soon as your loan is approved and you go to settlement, your mortgage broker resells that loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. But they make their money right away, so they're free to go out and make another loan.
What a racket.
And then Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac repackage those loans as mortgage-backed securities. And, of course, that's the whole system that collapsed, because the mortgage-backed securities turned out to have mortgage backing them that people were defaulting on.
Yeah, walking away.
And funniest thing, you know, if you're going to base your payoff on something, money coming in, that money's got to be coming in or you're not going to be able to make the payoff.
Wait, let me write that down.
Okay.
It's true.
There'll be a quiz at the end of that, in the end of the hour, kid. Okay, so we've been talking about how rising interest rates are not dampening demand. Housing is more affordable now than it was back in 1985 to 2000. And the cost of the house, if you take a look at the average principal and interest payment of the cost across time, if you look at it in terms of actually the dollars that you would have to lay out, principal and interest payments are actually lower now than they were back in the 1970s. That is pretty cool. And I see we're coming up against a hard breaker, Chrissy. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed this generic background. But the basic message is, folks, the real estate market is alive and healthy and represents your best chance to build wealth for yourself and your family. So if you're thinking about buying that first house or making that move up buy, you'll never have a better time than right now.
Great stuff. Thanks, Pop. And we'll be right back right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, the best of all.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit MyEnvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's MyEnvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free, 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And I got to say this as our last segment. I, again, have about 100 pieces of paper here that I wanted to cover. I always do this. And then I've covered maybe five of them. We are clearly covering this in future episodes. The feedback has been phenomenal from listeners about this. We all want to get a little more in depth as to how these self-made success stories made it happen. And we are loving the fact that it is simple, attainable, common sense steps that make this happen. It's all great. Next up, here is how America's millionaires and multimillionaires made it happen. Again, following these simple steps. What is one of the biggest things they do? They create multiple streams of income. And you've got people out there saying, oh, well, count me out. I got one job and that's it. Hear me out. Multiple streams of income not only include the job that you're working really hard at that you think you've got no extra time to do. Here's the next thing. They have more streams of income over things like stock market investments. Are you in your 401k? How easy is that? You go into, if you are currently working for a company that has a 401k and you're not in it, I am now verbally doing like a dramatic Hollywood smack across the face. Get into that office and sign up for your 401k. Oh, I don't have the wiggle room in my budget. Make the wiggle room in your budget, because the instant you walk into your, you know, the PR person's or whatever your HR person's office and you sit down and say, I want to invest in your 401k, you have just given yourself a raise. A 401k is not only a tax break for you on a fantastic level. Your company, it's highly likely, is going to be matching your contributions in a small part with their own money. Do you want to raise? And you work in a company with a 401k and you currently are not in that 401k? Smack, smack, smack. Get in there and sign up for your 401k. Congratulations. You now have multiple streams of income. Okay? Annuities. This is all the stuff you can look up because I'm trying to fly through this. Private equity investments, part ownership inside businesses. Are you like that great American landscape where you've got family members that are in businesses that perhaps they could use a little more equity? They could use a little more investment. Maybe they build up their equipment. Maybe they buy an extra truck. Maybe they take on an extra expert in there and you help become part of that. Think about it. Services, royalties, payouts for, you know, even past jobs, 401ks. I've got so many. Can I please tell you? Victor and I were going over our investments, and thanks to Victor. I work hard at it, too, but Victor's doing a lot of our investing for us, and we were chuckling because I had a handful of corporate careers before I started with the radio and came home to start a family and started the radio and the book. And it's funny because these small little nickels and dimes that we put in at my lower salary levels a zillion years ago have added up to take up a huge chunk of what is now turning into a very comfortable retirement nest egg decades from now. That's what I'm talking about. Rental income, people are talking about rental incomes out there. I have connected with so many people, and I'm rubbing my eyes because Victor and I did rental incomes as well. It is a heck of a lot of hard work. It is time where you're not, you know, spending time quietly at the library, having fun, enjoying yourself with a nice little magazine. You're not out playing golf, boys. You're not out getting a little fun drive. You are at your rentals fixing them. You're finding them for a decent price and then fixing them up and then renting them out. You are working on finding great people to fill them, because if you pick the first person to fill your rentals, chances are outstanding. You will have hassles down the road. Ask me anything about this. So it takes work to find a rental, fix it up to where you want it to be, find the right person to fill it, and then do the paperwork and keep getting those checks. Once you go through that hassle, and Victor and I did that a few times over, and you get those rentals filled with quality people who are just trying to live their lives, and you find people with decent credit checks, you get the point. You now have a passive form of income that is phenomenal. Now, with Victor and I, we sold off the rentals business because the radio work started building up. We started doing a lot of voiceover work on my end, and simply that eclipsed what we were doing with the rentals. So we found a niche that worked for us even better than that. I'm telling you right now, the top, and this is not for me, this is from Corley here who's telling me this stuff. The top multiple streams of income, real estate rentals, stock market investments, see my earlier note about 401ks, annuities, private equity investments, part ownership in side businesses or services, and royalties. You don't have to be involved in every one of those. Pick one. Sometimes it's just as simple as going into your 401k if you have one. If you are a small business, talk to your banker, and remember at all times, walk in there with the very professional attitude and the solid knowledge that this bank needs you far more than you need them. Walk in there with that attitude and say, I'd like to talk to you about maybe sheltering some of my hard-earned income with certain investments. They will fall over themselves trying to show you all that they can offer you. And when you take, you know, one of them up on their offer, you research it, you find out the one that's best for you. The instant you do that, and you have these investments going on, you now have multiple streams of income. You're not out getting another job. You're not out there trying to, you know, hustle a couple more. You are investing what you currently have into multiple streams of income. It is a beautiful, proven, too many times to count, proven way to increase your income. And that's exactly how the millionaires do it. That's how you want to do it. Guys, we got about 3 minutes left here. I want to get through the real nitty-gritty stuff because this one's important. Here's one of the biggest things they do, and this is going to sound harsh. You know what? To you guys, it won't sound harsh because we're all on the same page here. One of the biggest things they do, they avoid time wasters. What do I mean? Millionaires believe money can be recouped, but the bigger risk is wasting time. When you invest your time in anything, it's lost forever. If you're investing your time in, let's say, relationships where they're getting more from you than you're getting from them, you're losing time. If you are in any kind of, oh, who knows, social circles where, bless their hearts, you've got some people in your life that simply take more energy from you than they help to recoup in you. You know, when you get in front of somebody, you know the people I'm talking about, whether they're relatives, they're business partners, they're coworkers, they're even, you know, family members, neighbors, whatever. When you're spending time with them and you're thinking, oh, it's a nice thing to do, whatever to do, and all they're doing is wasting your time, you feel drained when you come away from them. They're time wasters, they're energy wasters, they're resource wasters. You might want to throttle back on your time with them. You know what I'm talking about. Some people, and I know so many people like this, And God bless them. They earned their wings to heaven long before I ever did. They go and they spend a lot of time charity work on clubs that they just don't recoup their time back or any kind of good feelings back from it. People who are spending time with family members that it's just simply, it's a waste of their time. They love them. It's not, they come away from these meetings, whether it's with, business owners or clients or coworkers or family members, and they just feel drained. That is time lost forever. There's the joke, well, there's, a couple minutes of my life I'll never get back. That's the kind of thing you want to avoid. You want to spend your time with people who are just like you, who are going to lift you higher, whether it's in your, mentality about life in general, whether it's your enthusiasm on projects that you're going to do. You want to surround yourself with people, and you want to be that person to others that helps lift people higher and not keep knocking them down. You all know somebody. We all know somebody. We all are very blessed with tons of great people in our lives. We know the ones that work in the other direction as well. Throttle back on your time with them, and that's going to be time well spent. Guys, the time has flown. Have a fantastic week. Thank you so much for hanging out. I love you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.